The following is a presentation of HBO Sports.
That's the great thing about sports. You don't play to just play it. You play to win. If you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
I have betrayed your trust.
Sport has become a religion. Look at the sermon that is being presented to you on the field, and you can drink in the madness of going ballistic.
I'm Peter Berg, and you're about to watch Trophy Kids, the first of what we feel are several very thought-provoking documentaries in our new HBO sports series, State of Play. Trophy Kids explores the dynamic between four parents, five children, and their respective sports. Join us after the film for an in-depth discussion with football icon Todd Marinovich and sports psychologist Larry Lauer as we examine the challenges of raising a child in today's competitive sports environment.
Better than yesterday. Oh, that's deep. As a parent, you need to be realistic in your beliefs about your child. Our plan as a family for Amari is simply to get her to the LPGA Tour. Now, I know Amari's the one. I know she has everything it's going to take to be that superstar golfer. I know. There's no questions. This girl's an opportunity to do something great for this game. And we're not going to let that slip through our fingers. I don't think you're supposed to be able to push the cart for the kid up the hill. The brother was pushing his always cart. I mean, that's not fair for the other players. They got to push the carts up that hill, and she don't. What is the infraction if someone pushed a player's car up a hill?
You're not supposed to assist the players, but I don't know that we have a definite defined penalty for that. That's the first time that question's been asked.
How you doing? Hey, can we help the kids push the cars up the hill?
Yeah.
You can?
Yes, you can.
I don't think you can.
That's fine.
Golf has really turned into an Asian ethnic sport. They got their ways of doing things, which I love, and they got money. Can't afford fun and games. You gotta be out here trying to win. That was a going over. I'm like, man, it's bullshit. God damn it, motherfucker. Stupid bitch. Stupid.
Go strong, Derek.
Oh, it'll be all in.
What are you waiting for? Three. Bank.
To get recruited by a D1 school, the scholarship is the goal.
Penetrate. Keep penetrating, D. Keep penetrating.
So I'm in each shot and each dribble and each go.
Defense.
I'd always be a little bit too emotional.
Come on! You're 90 feet away! You fucking idiot, you! You idiot! Can you be any stupider, man? Can you be any stupider? How dumb!
Here's my boy.
You're gonna go put in the basket, my man? Right in the basket.
In 2000, I had 9 businesses with about 80 employees. Derek was coming up on 7.
Daddy's watching. Let's hit it.
And that started the basketball. I never worked a day from 2000 to this moment. Started playing local ball. Scoring 20, 25 points a game, winning everything locally. At 9, 10, 11, and 12, best shooter in the country. It's a lifestyle. Now it's become the working out. I'm trying to get that whole training mentality.
Hips back.
At 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, he was taking 20, 25 pills a day. I was sticking glutamine and everything and creatine and everything. I was hoping maybe we can bop 6'3", 6'4", with a little this, a little that.
Eric.
Short.
Up through your nose, man. Up through your nose.
There you go. He's been real lucky.
Dunk the tennis ball again.
Him growing up, living through the kid vicariously, the money spent, it was unlimited. I'd say 2 Lamborghinis easily.
That was nice, man.
If it's gonna happen for him, it'll happen this year.
Ready? Go. I am a good athlete. Their dad is a tremendous athlete. Come on. Strong legs. Backhand forehand. Boom. I wanted to create a pathway for them. Shuffling back, split step, running in. An energetic pathway that they can travel along. And I know how much they loved tennis and wanted it. Push in. Come on. Get that ball. And so I said, my will for you, it's the covenant that I'm making with God on your behalf, is that you be number one in the world in tennis, in doubles. So you're gonna get 10 balls. Own it, this is who you are. And I wanna give them everything that they need to achieve their dreams. And that any issues that they have to work out with God, basically.
Nice, Tanner.
To me, it's a learning process because I've never done anything really great in my life. And I don't want it to be about me, and so they need to be the leaders. Who does the glory about your talent belong to?
God.
And Tanner, who should get the glory for your tennis?
Yeah.
Good. I don't want to wait till they're 30 to figure out, oh God, it was about me.
All right.
So that's that fine line.
Tackle. My whole goal is to be there, to give him the support. It's not necessarily for him to go play football and make it playing football. It's more of giving him work habits.
This might be part of the problem. He doesn't want to put his uniform on.
Giving him something to where he has confidence.
Okay, here we go. You're a free safety. You got to get to here as fast as possible. They're hoping that you're going to be lazy and you're not going to run. Are you lost or you look kind of like you're lost?
No, I'm good.
So to you, when you're playing defense, spread to you is a...
Run.
No. Really? That's what you saw in the film yesterday?
Think so.
Why would he do that? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, pull your head out of your ass, dude. Seriously. It's simple. We just went over this yesterday. Get ready to play. Get in a stance. You look like you're taking a shit. Just bend over. That's all you got to do. I snap the ball, I get it. He's deep, what are you thinking?
Speed option, or dive.
No, that's why I asked you if you look confused. You got that stupid daze in your eyes again. Line up in your fucking position, dude. They snap the ball to me, I do this. You're just gonna stand there like a mannequin, I guess. Come here, dude. You play quarterback. Look at this, it's spread. Deep back, I'm thinking option, I'm thinking draw. It's simple. You're gonna stand there for 5 days? It's a run! Hurry up, Justice. We should not have to spend 30 minutes doing one play. Set, go. Back, hurry up. You guys do this at practice today, you should know this play at least. We'll do remedial football. Set, go. Back, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Set, go, go. Back, hurry up. Go, 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 go.
You got the target that time, didn't you? Even I could make that putt.
Darn.
What do you think happened?
I used my power again.
Oh.
Can you speak up? We cannot hear what you're saying.
You used your power in your hands instead of the strong muscles, huh?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Can't hear you, so what?
Stop.
No, can't hear you. Speak up. Right and see what you're saying.
I said yes.
Not a baby. Speak up, man.
Okay. I said yes.
Okay. Oh, much better.
All right. And then you'll get used to the timing. But you feel the power difference? Good job. Just keep thinking about where that handle is at impact.
For me, I mean, money's tight, and if I'm spending $50 an hour for a coach, and I'm spending $150 a weekend on golf, you know, that $150 can go somewhere else.
Well, she's younger.
This here is my some of my literature that I tend to read. It tells you pretty much everything you need to know to get your kid to the next level.
Thank you for this food we're about to receive. Thank you for our home, our family, and our friends. Thank you for my strength getting better. And thank you for my tournaments. Amen.
Amen.
For me, it's like really no longer youth sports. Youth sports to me is like 8 through 14. When you hit 14, it becomes more structured. It's high school, it's AAU.
Jeez, your hands on the ball, man.
You know, 7 through 13 and a half, you as a parent control it. 11. At 14, you know, all of a sudden, everything you're saying is argumentative.
What are you doing, son? What are you doing? Go, go!
Every weekend, man. We've been to tournaments the last 5 weekends.
Nice move!
My whole thing through all the years is the incapability of the referees. Okay. 90% of the refereeing is incompetent.
God damn, you guys suck.
Hey, watch your mouth, though. Watch your mouth.
It makes you want to pull your hair out.
Hit it! God!
And in my case, pull their hair out.
Terrible, man. You didn't see the foul, man. You didn't see it.
Of course, we're talking to you, and your head is this way.
What you're describing? No, sir, you're wrong.
He got fouled on the arm on the three, man. He got hacked on the arm.
What you're describing, sir, I did not see.
Huh?
What you're describing, I did not see.
Oh, okay. I know you didn't see it. You were looking the other way.
Okay, that's enough.
We had a big fight, me and him, this week. He says to me, you're doing it for you, man. You're doing it for you. You got 18, man. You got 4 threes and 3 or 4 baskets. Still don't seem like to me. For me, it's always been Derek. He thinks it's all me. When it's really my undaunted love for him. I just see so much more in you, man. That's all. You know, man, I see more.
The existential issue of life is, do we matter? Do we have value? And what human being doesn't really want to be seen and acknowledged? It's really positioning them in that equation that says, yes, they do matter, which is what I want for my kids, you know. And really surrendering and knowing that they're God's children and it's God's will for their life that this will happen. That's the fear in me. What if I didn't do everything I could to help them realize their dreams? I don't know the answers. So I spend a lot of time praying. let's just recap everything that we've been training for, okay? Your explosiveness, your footwork. Start feeling, breathing in the essence of how you want to play out there. Dominate the ball, dominate the energetic field. You Heavenly Father, you play through Tanner and Blake and play through their minds, their hearts, their spirits, their bodies, their footwork, and their handiwork. And may it glorify you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So go have fun.
Okay.
Just be who you are.
I can do that.
Dominate and get out there and of course, just try to win.
Okay.
Praying to God that.
Come on, Justice. Hey! Jay! You can gauge effort. You don't have to be the best out there, but you are going to give me your best effort. That's what you are going to give me. You have a couple opportunities.
Got to throw to somebody else.
Did you tell the coach to put you inside the game?
Yep.
How many times?
I was standing right next to him.
Are you sure? Because I stood right next to you.
I was by him as many times as I could be.
Dude, you're not getting it done. Let me explain something to you. If you do something wrong, do I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, I correct it. Or I tell you so you can correct it. How do you know what to correct if you don't even know why he pulled you out of the game? What'd I tell you about that? Are you scared of him or something?
No.
So why don't you go ask him? Like right now, you know we're gonna have this conversation after the game. You know it's coming. Okay, this is part of you becoming a young man. If someone does something, you're just gonna take it? So if I was to walk up to you and just slap you inside your face, what are you gonna do? Just turn around and be like, I don't know why that guy did that. It doesn't make any sense, Jay. You act like you're 10 or 9 or 8. Dude, you're just going through the motions. If you're gonna be selfish, you know what? You have other brothers and sisters, okay? We'll take you from out of that school and give them a chance and put them in a private school. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. It confuses me. What's the problem?
Every time I come back, like in the car, I always feel like I'm in trouble or I did something wrong.
Well, did you?
Yeah.
You've had more personal training than any of those kids out there. Okay. Back to the drawing board. Back up to getting early, back up inside the morning. Okay. Because it doesn't make any sense. You have me driving back and forth from this school, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, for you to go out and do absolutely nothing. I don't understand why you don't get it. I don't understand it.
From Riverside, California, Miss Amari Avery.
Yeah!
Gotta be able to win, man. Get any kind of sponsorship. Turn. Looks good. It's gonna turn. Okay. That's what we wanna do all day. Just hit straight balls. Hope it's not that far off the green. I see how our game has transitioned because of what I've done. I put the focus in her, so she's out there playing. She's a mini tour player out there against girls that are twice her age that are not competing at the same level that she is. Hold the green, oh God, doggone it. When a parent is hard on their kid, they're only teaching them how to be tough. Too many parents think that you be too hard on your kid, you might push your kid away from the sport.
Ooh, nice driving.
I think just the opposite.
Fuck. Damn it.
Dang it. You see a little McDonald's thing on their shirt. They're sponsored by McDonald's, dude. That's the difference. They're sponsored and they get their ass whooped. That's why time is so fucking good, because back in the 70s, you could whoop your kid's ass and not go to jail. You can't do that in America, man. You go to jail for that. Too far, too far. That's the story of our lives, too far. Damn it. Damn it. Dog on it, man. Dog on it. Dang it. Okay, okay, I'll push the cart, man. Move out of the way. Amari! Get over here. Get over here. Get over here. If you embarrass me like that again in front of all these people, I'm gonna smack you in your mouth. When I say let go, that means let go one time. You understand me? You understand me?
Yes!
Derek! Derek! It's slipping away, D! You gotta shoot some more, Derek!
I'm gonna lose the game, then I gotta go the whole weekend. It's just that bummer.
You gotta take them all the way to the hoop.
It's not enough. Garbage and you hit a three at the right time. It's gotta be the whole game, man. It can't just be the last 3 minutes.
On hook by two, 20 seconds remaining.
You gotta win the game, man. You gotta wanna win the game. You gotta want it, man. You gotta want it. Oh! You gotta shoot slow. You're shooting short. Whole fucking game, man. Never pick it up. I text him today, let's go to the line and shoot free throws. That's all I asked him to do today. Let's shoot free throws. I'm with my friends. I'm with my friends. This is on him, man.
No, it does not go!
Oh God almighty, now! Derek, you gotta shoot!
You're the one they count on!
Oh God, man! Now you're handing away games. Free throws. You hit the two free throws, you win the game.
So tons of footwork, breathing, imagining, dominating, having fun. Children and human beings learn best when we're in a state of play, and I want to always encourage them. That's why I want to let them know that their talent and gift is to play. And so find play, find what you do best and put it into tennis. Go do some split steps and get out of your head and go get in your body. What the society encourages is rankings and wins and trophies and...
So we're on opposite sides of the draws, so the only chance we meet him is in the finals.
If we do end up playing each other, then one of us is gonna forfeit,
because then we might get mad at each other.
Well, there's also, I don't want that to be part of the complexity of their thinking. Is that kind, I don't want them to be under that kind of emotional pressure or turmoil. They're always so graceful towards each other because no one wants to win. Oh, I don't know. Well, you do, but you don't. You guys won't take the win. I get really tied in knots. But rather than, oh, I want them to win, I don't want them to lose, da, 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 da. I mean, I pray saying God's will for them. It's God's will. You know, we can place our attention on the pressure and acknowledge that it's there, but then really just go deep inside ourselves and feel what we're thinking, what they're thinking, we, whatever. I practice this in my life, so. Yes. Get up. Oh, that was Matt's point. That was Matt's point. Yes. Well, you know what? Because they want to, you know, it's like, it's what they want. Nice match.
Good grief almighty.
How did he miss that tackle?
You see, he ran right by the guy. Ah, that kid is not that big. And see how he can come up and hit? Justice is way bigger than that kid, and he will not go do it at all. I'm from Compton, where it's dog eat dog, it's gunshots, it's whatever it may be, but you have to have that hunger. You know, it's a competition.
No. I don't think so. A lot of work.
You're setting yourself up for a big failure. That's the reality of it. So I don't think you really understand it. How do you think you're going to feel after starting offense and defense? How do you feel next year if you don't start offense and defense and you sit on the bench? Now, all those people that you guys make fun of, you become one of those guys. You're not going to feel good. You know what you're going to end up telling me? You want me to tell you what you're going to end up telling me? Exactly. You're going to tell me that you don't like football or football doesn't interest you anymore. And you know why you're going to say that? You don't know what it's like to be hungry at all. You've never wanted for anything ever. Okay, this is not, everything's just not about football. Okay, it's about you growing up and becoming a man. Because you can't quit. What do you do, quit on life? You're going to take a gun and blow your head off? You're going to jump off a building?
Nice play.
You got to keep your head down. You got to do what we practice, man. Dang on, it's the last round. Just do what we practice, please. Can you do that today for me, please? God. Shit, come back. Get over here. Get over here now.
I didn't do anything. Just get over here.
Get over here.
The seven iron
better get on that freaking hole. You better make sure you have enough club in your hand to get it to that damn hole. You better ensure you got enough club to get to that hole. Dang it, Amari. Dog on it, man. Give it here. It's gonna be another freaking bogey for you. God damn it, just hit the ball close to the hole. Why do you do that? You're gonna have this problem if you just hit the ball straight. Stop hitting the damn thing right and left. Come here. It's over. I'm done. Give me the clout. It's over. I'm done. What the heck was that? It was nothing like your practice swing at all. At all. I don't know what the heck that was.
Okay, with the winning score from Japan, Tsubasa Tachitani.
I don't want to be that story. I don't want her to be that story. Oh, what happened to that kid, Amari? What happened to her? You know, dad pushed too hard. I don't want to be that story. I am super proud of my daughter. Super proud of her achievement so far. But I can't let her know that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I can't let her know how proud I am until we get to where we're trying to go.
Sports and what we do, the regimen that we do, is basically giving him a background in how to be successful in something. Whatever it is that you do, if you're going to put the time in and the effort in to go do it, then you might as well try to be good at it. That's why I'm on him so hard with having the right structure and base. He's texting me, not paying attention to you. That's why I told you, cell phone, texting, everything should be banned while you're in the car and while you're eating dinner. You'll be texting Kyra, pointless to have a girlfriend at 15. All she's gonna do is break up with you. You gotta give it probably about 6 months.
You didn't have a girlfriend in high school?
Yeah, I had a girlfriend in high school, but I'm trying to tell him it's a mistake.
I'm just confused.
What are you confused for?
I'm just confused because you did the same thing as me.
I know, but listen to what I'm explaining to you, okay? If I get inside a car and I drive and I'm not paying attention and I wreck, and then I tell you, listen, when you're driving, pay attention to what you're doing. You're going to tell me that you're confused because I did the same thing. I wrecked. You know what that means? That's a mistake that was made. Well, I don't, how are you confused? What makes you confused? Tell me how you're confused.
No, I'm just like, I was asking because you had one too.
Right, but what I'm trying to explain to you is that the mistakes that I made and the things that I did, I tell you those things so you don't go down that same path. Where's your confusion at?
I'm not talking about it.
So you're going to tell me that you don't want to talk about something?
Not right now.
You out your mind? Huh?
I don't know.
You in the conversation when you become an adult and you move out and you take care of yourself, little boy. Don't you ever in your life tell me you're going to end a conversation with me.
I said I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Exactly. You don't say that. You are not the adult here. Now, if I was a parent that didn't care, I'm like, okay, no problem. You know what, Jake? Don't do your homework. You know what? Get up late for school. Do whatever you want to do. It's not a problem.
I didn't try to end it. I just said I don't want to talk about it. There's no...
What does that mean? Tell me what that...
It means I don't really want to talk
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. So what does that mean? Does that
it
end the conversation?
You just could have said, no, we're not done talking about it. You didn't have to yell.
What are you talking about? Dude, I'm not going to talk to you like your mom. I told you that. You don't tell me when we're done talking about something. You ask my permission, just like you asked my permission. Dad, can I play the video game? You just don't go play no video game. You ask me. Do you understand the difference between a statement and a question? You ask me.
Why do you treat me like I'm retarded?
Because you're acting like you're retarded.
I'm not retarded.
You're not retarded? You don't know the difference between a question? What the fuck? I don't... What you want to do? Get out the car and do
no,
what?
I don't want to talk about this.
What does that mean? I don't want to talk about this.
I don't want to be in the car right now.
I don't care. You don't want to do a lot of things that I make you do.
What you're doing is teaching him fear. He's afraid of you.
Good.
That's all it is.
Good.
He's afraid of you because of how you treat him. How in the hell, if you treat him like that, how the hell is he supposed to have respect and confidence?
You really think that someone's gonna respect you? You earn your respect. Your time that you had when he was a baby, growing up to now, okay, those times are over. I would prefer that you would not tell me that I'm stopping his confidence because I'm actually giving him confidence. This is what has to be done for him to go out there.
Every parent wants their kid to be a superstar. Every parent. I think if a parent can find out how to do that and you can capitalize that, you can make $1 billion.
As far as growth and health, in 12, 13, 14, he was taking 20, 25 pills a day.
I pray saying God's will for them. It's God's will.
Come here, dude. You can't quit. What do you do, quit on life? Take a gun and blow your head off?
God damn it, why
Stop.
Do you do that? If she's crying because I'm getting on her, that's good. Because I'm making her tough.
You know, man, if he stops here, he ain't going anywhere. That's your reality.
You have to get who you are as a human being first, that God put you here.
I want to be rewarded somehow, some way. It's simple.
And golf, tennis, football, whatever the case may be, get the kid to buy into your dream. If you can get the kid to buy into what you're selling, got it made.
You've just watched Trophy Kids, the first of several documentaries in our new HBO series, State of Play. I'm joined by Todd Marinovich. Todd has a deep understanding of the subject matter at hand, having been raised by an ambitious father who developed Todd's athleticism through an intensive training and lifestyle regime. Todd achieved notoriety when he broke the national high school passing record. He went on to be the first starting freshman quarterback for the USC Trojans since the 1940s and was an NFL first round draft pick by the Oakland Raiders. Despite his phenomenal trajectory, the pressure to succeed led Todd to struggle with substance abuse, which would ultimately lead to the end of his career as a professional athlete. Thank you for being here, Todd.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Pleasure. Joining Todd is Dr. Larry Lauer, a mental skills specialist for the United States Tennis Association, including a 5-year study on the role of parents in youth sports. Larry, welcome.
Thanks, Peter.
Guys, real pleasure to have you both here. It's our first show. I'm very excited. Will you talk just a bit, for anyone that doesn't know your story, about how you were brought up and how your dad treated you maybe a bit differently?
My childhood started off with the diet being strange, and it was just health conscious.
So when you say childhood at 10?
No, we're talking as early as I can remember. So as an infant, 2 and 3, I was on this special diet. And then it went from the diet to athletic type movements, from stretching to hand-eye coordination. And my dad's profession was strength and conditioning for the NFL. And so his passion is there a way to enhance athletic performance?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my father didn't intend to do these things with any malicious intent. It was all to really give me the best opportunity. And all these parents that vocalize certain things, I've heard over the years. It wasn't the easiest thing for me to watch.
Right. Larry, you talk about the optimal push as a phrase. What is optimal push?
Optimal push is somewhere in a range of you're providing some structure, but not too much structure, because what happens when you try to control every aspect of your child's development and control everything they're eating and they're doing, they're going to rebel in some way.
But how do you find it? Because obviously what my optimal level and Todd's
right.
optimal level are different.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Parents are important to play on each other and checking the other one.
Very good point.
Because having somebody else to check you is really key.
That's critical, because if you have two parents who are over-involved in the sport, that gives that child no
right.
place to go
right.
to get away from the sport. And it's
right.
it's constant pressure. You could see with Justice, it was constant, constant, constant. Mm-hmm. And you need that that other parent to buffer you and give you the balance and talk about school and just to be a kid. The advice I would give in terms of optimal push is, number one, whose goal is it? When Andre said, you get the kid to buy into your dream, that's completely opposite of what I'm trying to educate parents to do. Mm-hmm. Help your child find their passions, what they're passionate about, and then support them. But it's got to come from them first.
What about the idea that we as parents have the ability to really adjust a kid's effort level versus a kid figuring it out on his own?
My dad would be the first one to tell you that there were some things that were lost in not allowing me to make mistakes and just being a kid. We're not even talking about on the field. I really learned my most valuable lessons through the sport itself, not through really any coaching or any lectures. But I think that goes along with life, that I had a structured environment as a kid, and that negatively played a part in my adult life on decision making.
I truly don't care whether my son wins or loses. Where I start to get anxious is if I see a lack of effort. What is a healthy relationship, in your opinion, between a parent, their child's athletic effort, and the sport?
That's an interesting question, because I work with coaches and athletes every day, and it's a constant battle, as Todd knows, the coach trying to get more effort out of the athletes, and the athletes thinking, well, I'm giving everything that I have. Mm-hmm. And then you throw a parent in that maybe isn't trained to sort of
evaluate
how much effort, or to know how much effort should be given, or if that's the most a person at that age can give. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times our athletes hear a lot, but when it clicks for them when they're on the field, they realize it, like, oh, that's what coach was saying, or that's what mom and dad were saying. I get it now. But they had to experience it. And I think the frustration for adults, and Todd and I talked about this, is, well, I know exactly what it is you need to do, but you're not doing it. And you see that with Justin's father, of, why are you not doing this? It seems so simple, and yet for an adolescent who's going through this for the first time, it's not simple. Effort to a young person is something that is quite abstract. Like, how much effort can I give?
Right. And then a lot of time you get the parent saying that, I know what your best effort is, and that wasn't it.
Yeah.
So then you're caught between that.
I think when the love you give your child is contingent on performance, that's when you start to see problems. Mm. The number one thing I would tell parents is that make your love and support unconditional.
I am super proud of my daughter, super proud of her achievements so far. But I can't let her know that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I can't let her know how proud I am until we get to where we're trying to go.
I think, you know, what we saw with Andre and Omari, where this idea of withholding the love and being tough is how you develop young people. We don't really see any evidence that by being hard on children, that they develop faster or better. I think it comes from a position where there's a lot of good things about you that I believe in, and here's something that I can help you get better at. And that's much easier for an athlete, a young person, to take than, you're doing this, 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 and this wrong, which they start to think, well, there's obviously something wrong with me.
The proof is in, how do you react when I play poorly?
Like right now, you know we're gonna have this conversation after the game. You know it's coming. Okay, this is part of you becoming a young man. If someone does something, you're just gonna take it? So if I was to walk up to you and just slap you inside your face, what are you gonna do? Just turn around and be like, I don't know why that guy did that. It doesn't make any sense, Jay.
Would your dad watch your practices?
All of them, yeah.
Would there be conversations after every practice?
There would be conversations, they were called lecture series.
Really?
As I got older,
formal.
Yes, I gave them a title.
You titled them. Do you remember any of the topics of the lecture series?
Oh my God, there are endless, Peter. When he was most upset, it was due to my effort. It was a soft spot when he said, I can gauge effort. But can you? And I don't know.
In the little bit I got to see Justice play on the show, a very tentative athlete. You are a product of how you're parented, and these kids need to figure it out. You know, we got to give them feedback, but it's got to be controlled. It can't be nonstop.
Yeah.
It seems that business is kind of getting in on the act here, right? What's the real additive value in parents spending thousands of dollars on camps and personal coaches, which then causes that investment when you hear the guy say, I've quit my job.
Yeah.
Are we making better athletes by having this intense focus at an early age? What the hell is going on?
Good question.
It's a great question. We'll just take ice hockey, for example. Yeah. If you're going to play ice hockey, then you've got to be involved in these programs in the winter, but then that's not enough. You got to play spring hockey. And then in the summer, you need to be doing some dry land, some training, and then in camps.
And then you're sitting in the stands at a camp, and someone talks about their son's slap shot coach.
Right.
What? You have a shot coach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, sure, we have a shot coach. 2 days a week, Tommy, you know, works with Bobby Orr.
Right.
Oh, that would be nice.
And it costs $400 an hour, but he's got a wrist shot coach, and then he's got a different slap shot coach.
We're selling a dream, and sport is... It seems glorious. It's on TV. We see it all the time. There's a lot of glory there. And we know in society that there's much more of a push for kids to have these big dreams and big goals. It's not enough just to go on and take a job in your local community. You need to be something special.
Well, definitely when they were showing the training of Derek, the basketball player, he was doing some state-of-the-art training that I recognize that I know doesn't come cheap.
Looking at Steve and the kinds of things that he was, you know, having his son do, at what price are we going for success?
But I'm watching what seems to be parents really out of control with rage issues. Josh in the car, you know, look like to me they're crossing a line and they're losing control. What's happening?
That's an emotional investment you have in your child. And if you've sacrificed so much, or at least in your mind, you have money, time, and some other person's deciding their fate, like, okay, you're going to lose this game because of the official, which
right.
may or may not be true, probably not.
Right.
Suddenly, you explode because it's so important. If you want to see where a parent's really at, what their goals truly are, put them under pressure. When you put parents under pressure, you see the true goals in action.
I agree so much. As a parent, I read a book like Malcolm Gladwell's The Outliers. I think Malcolm does a great job of marketing himself and writing a whole bunch of words that kind of get distilled down to one idea. You got to have 10,000 hours of consistent practice or you will never be great at something. As a parent, I read the book and I'm like, well, that's it. Emmett, you got my son, 10,000 hours. And he's like, Dad, leave me alone. No, I'm not going to leave you alone. It says right here, we need 10,000 hours. I've run some numbers and we've got 200. So we got a little work to do. And he's like, Dad, really? And the idea that, okay, practice. You got to practice. That's a good idea. But now we turn it into, no, it's not just practice. You need 10,000 consistent hours of repetitive practice.
And my dad took it a step further back in the day. We've all heard practice makes perfect, but this was perfect practice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
I think there's some validity to the idea of if you really, truly want this, you have to do the hard work to get there. And at the same time, parents take that and say, okay, 10,000 hours, so my kid's 4, by 14,
right.
He's going to be the best in the country. Guess what, at 13, you burned him out.
Are you handing away games? Fucking free throws, man. They're free throws. They're free throws. You hit the 2 free throws, you win the game.
What would you say to a 42-year-old father who's in a basketball stadium and his son misses a free throw?
I haven't visualized Michael Jordan missing a free throw because everybody misses free throws,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to separate that it's my kid and we spent so much time at this and you shouldn't be missing, but come on.
When I was a kid, we used to play tackle football at Mike Morgan's house. There were rocks and there were trees that we moved out and there were mm-hmm. dogs, wild dogs, nobody that would try and bite us.
Right.
And everybody was like bleeding and crying and fighting. Did you have your, you know, playing at Mike Morgan's house with the dogs biting you?
Not as much,
Or were you put in a more intense, regimented, structured?
It was structured and thought out and planned. And did I have fun? I had fun. There were moments of it.
How many athletes, pro athletes, when you watch football, who looks like they're really having fun out there? I mean, I watch football games all day Sunday. I see a lot of intensity. I see a lot of nervousness. I see tension. How many guys can I say to my son, like, look at, you know.
God, Favre looked like he was having fun.
We talked about Favre.
Now that he's not playing, I'm trying to think.
It doesn't look like anybody's having a whole lot of fun.
Because there's a lot riding on it, Peter.
And then you look at the young guys, the pressure is so intense, there's no fun.
If the person who's doing the sport can tap into it's fun to do the hard work that it's going to take to get to this point, like if they enjoy.
Well, I never did that, Larry.
It's a difficult place to
But I understood, I did understand and grasp that I couldn't take my God-given ability to where I really wanted to take it unless I did these things that aren't fun. Mm-hmm. And I learned that because I started young and I was always around training camp. So I got to see guys doing things that weren't fun. So I understood. And that's important that it's not always fun.
It's not always fun. And at the same time, the fun is knowing that by doing this, I'm making myself better.
Yeah.
And if you can delay that, everybody's got to have instant gratification. If you can delay that, delay the gratification and say, okay, by doing this work, I know that this is making me stronger, making me better by lifting these weights, running these laps. Someone can't tell you, enjoy this because this, you know, this is going to turn you into a pro athlete.
Right.
You can't guarantee it, and you can't tell somebody to have fun.
I want to ask you this question about, and this idea of burning out.
Yeah.
You experienced some battles with addiction. Did all that pressure push you into drugs?
Probably 100%. I mean, it's not really a surprise when you look at certain people's lives that are played out, and mine was kind of played out on a national scale, so to speak. For the most part, my youth and my childhood, it was concentrated on athletics. So is something going to suffer? Hell yeah.
If your dad was here, and again, I'm thrilled that you guys are, you know, you've rediscovered your love for each other and your buddies and all the great things that, but if you said to him, if you could go back and do it anything different, what?
Without a doubt, he would say, I would have allowed Todd to make more decisions before I was cut loose to a university, because that's really the way it was.
I would prefer that you would not tell me that I'm stopping his confidence because I'm actually giving him confidence. This is what has to be done for him to go out there.
If you could transport yourself back in time to that moment in the film we saw where Justice and Josh got in the fight in the car, and Justice was sitting there and you could walk up and sit down next to him.
Yeah.
What do you think you might say to him?
I don't think I would say anything. It would be more of a hug because I've been in a spot like that and no words can really do it when you're hurting like he is. And a hug would, I don't know if it would cure all, but it would be the only thing I'd have to offer.
It was difficult, like knowing that he wasn't really like a dad. Coach, 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 no dad, really, just all coach, personal trainer everywhere I go. Everything I do has to be perfect or I'm gonna be a failure. The relationship with my father is pretty bad right now. I've talked to him maybe 3 times, and that's just to ask him to get some of my stuff back, but he won't even respond to me for that.
They know they need to get ranked now. They need to be out there in that culture that determines who you are. Instead of me pointing out what they did, just to shrink a little and let them just be in their bigness, in whether it's win, fail, you know, no matter what it is, but let them just be who they are.
We are working towards playing in the U.S. Girls Junior, and hopefully we'll try to qualify for the U.S. Women's Amateur. I think the way I come across can be a little different. It's really hard to get out of bad habits. It's so much is. But I'm so trying to do that. And as she gets older, as they get older, I think that's going to definitely change for me.
I couldn't be more proud of a son, man. The love and the pride that this is all about has surpassed the basketball itself. Full validation for all 30,000 hours work. There are times you're asking yourself, are you crazy?
Do I really need to do what I'm doing? Is what I need to ask myself.
It brings tears to my eyes, the destruction and the power that parents hold.
Let me see something. I've learned that a lot of kids don't respond well if you yell at them and make them feel really bad. I resent my dad as of right now. I guess our story's an example. I mean, I moved away from my dad when I had the chance. And I mean, I'm sure parents aren't going to want that. I mean, every parent wants a relationship with their kid, but.
You can see the full feature-length version of the film Trophy Kids on HBO Go. You don't want to miss that. We'll see you next time on State of Play. Thank you.